B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Sports friends that will occasionally listen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Especially ones that aren't, I mean, they're not just non-sports people. They're especially not Philadelphia people.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care. They don't care. Certainly don't care enough about me. Yeah, this is my buddy's people. This isn't my buddy.
Okay.
He'll chime in. He's probably laughing right now. Actually, I'll text him. Make sure. Just make sure he's laughing real quick. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by The Baxter. Dumpster in the bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebaxter.com. A little bit later in this hour, in this segment, we hope to have for you a little bit of Ron Jaworski from earlier in the day. Said this one thing that the Eagles have to do to beat Dak Prescott. One thing, it actually gave me confidence. Bob, you not so much. Talk about that. And then also, Fred Godelli, when he was on with us at around 8 o'clock or 8:15, told us that this is the longest running matchup on Sunday Night Football.
Eagles-Cowboys.
Now, that's not a shock to me. But I thought it might have been Eagles-Giants just because of the markets, New York market, and you know the Cowboys nationwide market, more or less. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a feeling about the Dallas Cowboys that we talked about before. They either love or hate them. No one's like, oh, you know, they really don't invoke any emotion for me. No, everyone is either annoyed by them and hates them, or they love the Cowboys, whatever it might be. Two things we'll get to a little bit later today. But what we've mainly been focusing on today are two things. One, the importance of this game. You have to win for first place. The Cowboys are banged up just like you are. You're actually getting a corner back in this game. You're getting a defensive back for this game in Jalen Mills. Now, as we have established, he is not exactly leaps and bounds better than what you've already had playing. You did win a Super Bowl with him. And, Bob, I know you highlighted the numbers. They gave up a lot of them. Passing yards to Tom Brady in that Super Bowl. But still, you won a Super Bowl with Ronald Darby. And Jalen Mills playing the cornerback position for you. Both those guys will be back for this game. As we just talked about with Jalen Mills, he'll most likely take the spot of Sidney Jones. Rasul Douglas will probably come in nickel situations. Avante Maddox still hurt. So you'll have those guys out there on the football field. Those will be your three corners when called upon in this game. You're going to have Jalen Mills need breaks. The endurance will be a factor. He hasn't played a game in over a year. It's a wild thing to think about for him. But you're still getting more of the talented corners back playing for you. While they have guys like Byron Jones as well as Anthony Brown playing with hamstring injuries if they play at all. Their offensive line is hurt. We have Andre Dillard. The Eagles have Andre Dillard out with Jason Peters being out of the game. Andre Dillard is going to be out on the field playing, making his first start in the NFL. They have hits on their wide receivers, Amari Cooper, as well as Randall Cobb. They're going to be playing with injuries if they're playing at all. So there's a lot of injuries to go around here. Still, bottom line is the Eagles are supposed to be the better team in this game. They need to go down there. They need to win this game in Dallas. It's a must-win situation. This is where you can absolutely throw that term at a game. Must win in Dallas before another tough stretch where you got the Bills in Buffalo on the road to round out the three-game road trip. Then you have the Bears coming into Philly. You got to deal with that defense. Then you have the Patriots and you have the Seattle Seahawks. It doesn't get very easy. It doesn't get easier from here on out.
Is JP going to be back by day then?
I don't know.
It's, week to week. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
I don't know.
So we're going to put the young fella out there on Khalil Mack.
And what was your... Oh, okay. All right. Please don't give me 2 weeks. I just want to get through this one.
Just one game at a time, Trey. No looking ahead.
What did you tell me yesterday?
Go get some.
Yesterday, go get some. Go get
some. That's right. You know what? My bad. Go get some.
Go get some.
Yeah.
Go get Chris Harris.
And then the other focus from today...
Or Von Miller.
The other focus from today has been about this BS drama going on. You know, can you give me the Days of Our Lives one more time here? Because this would mostly describe what's going on in the Eagles locker room right now. This is a little drama for you. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is what needs to be played when the Eagles run out of the tunnel next.
Like the weeks through the season, these are the birds of our lives.
Dramatic BS! Dramatic BS, Trey! It's like a soap opera. It's like Mean Girls. People talking ish behind other people's backs. Go out there. If you have a problem with somebody, call them out to their face. This is only going to hurt the team. Josina Anderson putting another story out there about turmoil in the Eagles locker room. Drama. We don't need it, Trey.
Yeah. This is wild.
You were a leader in the locker room. How do you handle this?
You got to go ahead and just say, all right, hey, which one of y'all have a problem with me? You got to have a team meeting and just like, all right, hey, guys, you know what? Let's just air this out right now. This needs to be cleared up now because you can't move on after this. I mean, you know, you can't let this just act like it didn't happen and just keep moving on. This needs to be, all right, hey, which one of y'all have a problem with me?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
One by one, just walk up to guys in their locker room.
This needs to be in the team meeting room. Mm-hmm. So as soon as Doug, you can keep the coaches in there as well. Hey, what's hey guys, what's the problem?
Is it you, Doug? Is it you, Mike? Who is it?
No, I would. I would gather everybody around and say, all right, look, somebody obviously leaked something. Who is it? Like, make that person show themselves in front of the other 40 guys, where 50, 60 guys in the room. Make them raise their hand and say, yeah, it was me. All right, let's go talk. Now you've outed them, and now you're the bigger man. All right, let's talk one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I want this guy outed. Like, if I'm Carson, I want this guy outed.
What's your problem? What more can I do?
Because I can rest on my laurels knowing how hard I try, knowing how hard I play, knowing how hard I'm trying to be a leader if I'm Carson Wentz. I don't have to be bashful about anything. Like, look, I'm trying my best. Who is it? What more do you want from me? Tell me, and if I can improve that, I will. But let me know. What did you mean by texting a reporter and staying anonymous? What good is that?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Yeah,
step up to each guy. Just step up in the meeting, whatever it might be. Maybe on the flight, so it's extra awkward. You just call out. Maybe get over a loudspeaker. Which one y'all got a problem with me? That kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know. Because Carson has done everything possible.
Your exit rows are in the 8th row and the 16th rows. And which one of y'all's the snitch?
Maybe you have Mike Scott on the flight. Yeah. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Speaking, I'm just, I ain't no bitch, basically. Like, that's what needs to be said. Carson, to me, has done everything right when it comes to trying to handle any type of turmoil that's come out. Whether that be Josina Anderson saying a source told her last year that Zach Ertz was being targeted too much. Whether that be a story in Philly Voice, whether that be on ESPN.com, whether that be in the Inquirer. He has handled, I think, everything right. Taking his guys out to dinner. Buying bottles of, what was it, Louis the 13th, that fella? Louis the 16th, whatever. One of the Louis.
One of those Louis.
One of those fellas. And he goes out with dinner with these guys. He has the offensive lineman over his house. They're having beers in the kitchen. The ladies are, hanging out, whatever. They're having themselves a good time. He has done everything possible to try to make everybody feel welcome. And still people are trying to say that there's turmoil. To me, it doesn't make it. One person's telling me that maybe this isn't an indictment of Carson. Maybe it's an indictment of Doug Peterson. I don't know how the hell you get that when you're talking about checking down on plays. That's up to the player. I don't know how you get that when, if you take it from my interpretation, which is checking out of plays, that's also up to the player. If he's checking down, that's his decision as a quarterback. That's not the play call. If he's checking out, that's also his decision to check out of the coach's play call. Somebody's saying that we're, exaggerating this story. No, this is the story.
It was said. We didn't,
exactly.
We didn't make it up. We're not misdirecting who this person was talking about, are we? It definitely is Carson.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Carson. But what was that stat, Jamie, where you were saying that they haven't had a pass go but 20 yards in however many years?
It was three.
To a wide receiver.
Three games,
yeah, I think.
Yeah. Wait, say this again?
Wait, I thought it was three games without a play to a wide receiver over...
No, it was a passing play. The stat was...
Forget my own stat.
Reuben Frank, are you talking about the one from Reuben Frank from 2 weeks ago?
Possibly.
Three straight weeks, for the first time in 20 years, this Eagles team, for 3 weeks, did not have a pass in the air of over 20 yards.
Yeah.
So what's the check down? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly! Like,
what's the check down?
It doesn't make any sense.
Throwing it to the back?
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
But even that doesn't... Like, it doesn't make any sense to criticize Carson Wentz for not checking down when you have a 15-yard offense, essentially.
Mm.
So that's what makes me interpret it different, to say that maybe they didn't mean check down, they meant check out. You need to check out. And that would be an Alshon Jeffrey complaint after Eric Kendricks was shading over to his side and he got tackled at the line of scrimmage when they were trying to go for a first down.
Yeah.
Everybody saw that. Look, if you're going to say that anything from Josina Anderson means it's coming from Alshon Jeffrey, which is speculation, it's trying to play detective here, then that would be the thing that would make sense. Calling out a quarterback for not getting out of a play, not checking down.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is weird.
It's dumb, and they need to win this game on Sunday. Simple as that. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
Well, to make y'all feel any better, I have flipped off 8 Cowboy fans today. I walked into the supply house with 2 Cowboy fans. First 2 people I saw, told them both just to F off. I mean, straight up F-bombing it. I told them I loved them. But F you, I can't take it. I can't look at a Dallas fan today. They upset me. It's giving me indigestion right now. I need some milk.
You're a big milk drinker from what I heard, huh, Chuck?
Well, I drink milk with everything. I don't understand what the big deal is. I drink milk with everything. I can drink a gallon of milk a day if you let me.
I'll let you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need a lot of Oreos to do that.
Well, you know, I don't eat the Oreos. You know, I go to the gym. You know, try and work on the figure. You know what I'm saying, don't you, Trey? You know, you got to take care of yourself and stuff. You know, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I had to put my underwear modeling career on hold because I had some cookies the other day.
Chuck, are they winning on Sunday?
Yes, it's a must-win. This is a big game. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. You got all this stuff coming out about the Eagles and the turmoil, and the only way to shut that up is to win. That's the only way, because all the bad stuff gets brought out when they're losing, but nobody says anything bad when they're winning, even if there is bad stuff. You don't hear about it. Winning shuts up everything. They got to win. They have to. It's not even about beating Dallas. It's just about they're beating themselves right now. You know, they're not adjusting. They're not doing like they're supposed to. You know, like you said, they got a 15-yard offense, and everybody's getting upset. Well, guess what? Step up and do something about it instead of complaining or sending secret text messages to Josina Anderson. That's not getting us anywhere but backwards. Mm. And right now, that's all we're doing is going backwards. All the expectations we had this year for our team is going right down the drain, and people are starting to go to social media like a bunch of teenagers and, oh, this and that. And that. We don't need all that. We just need you guys to shut up and win. You guys are making millions of dollars. Act like it.
There you go. Nice. All right, Chuck. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I hate all the things that have surrounded this week when the game is the most important thing. It's a must-win game. We had a big drag out from the Vikings game. We had a big drag out from that fake field goal and all that. And then you didn't get Jalen Ramsey on the team. And then, you know, this comes out. The Eagles have to win this game on Sunday. If they don't, I have zero confidence in them maybe even making the playoffs as the season goes. I mean, that's really what's riding on this. Another conference loss.
Yeah.
Then you have to face the Bills on the road again. If they have the same problem in this game where they can't score in the first quarter on the road, yeah, good luck against the Bills and their defense scoring in the first quarter in that game. Try to get on the board early in this one. And then they also have to face the Patriots. They have to face the Bears. They have to face the Seahawks. Like, it's not an easy road from here on out.
Mm-mm.
Like, you got to get to the end of the season.
Yeah.
And if they lose to this Cowboys team that maybe doesn't have Amari Cooper, maybe doesn't have Lyle Collins, maybe doesn't have some of the other guys, Tyron Smith, maybe doesn't have members of their secondary. Good luck beating them at the end of the season if they're all healthy.
Yeah. Interesting tweet. Dan O'Connell just tweets in. He says, why have both of these Josina rumors come more or less within a week of the Cowboys game? I think the Ertz thing was around the Cowboys game last year as well.
I have no idea. Why would that matter?
I don't. Coincidence?
Bigger stage because it's a highlighted game.
I don't know. A little weird, right?
Yeah, I don't. I don't get it.
Yeah,
somebody from Dallas is reaching out to Josina.
That's Prescott. He's the Eagles source.
I just hate the idea in the same week that there's a story out there about Dak reining in his guys to be a leader. There's a story about Carson Wentz having criticism in the locker room.
Yeah,
I don't like that even a little bit. Let me know when we have Jaws queued up again and Fred Gadelli, because I want to get those two little things back in here. Let's get Rashid. What's going on, Rashid?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas. I have a couple quotes about that situation that came out in the paper. I feel like, it's a bunch of nonsense, and I feel like instead of them have an anonymous source to their private girlfriend, I feel like they should be focusing on, what can I do to get better? How can I make a play? And, like, this is the wrong focus, and I just feel like that, they do need to call it out in the meeting room and just be like, what's the issue? And, how can we work that thing out? And I just feel like it's not the time for it. We got everything still in front of us. We go take care of our business on Sunday night. And we're in a driver's seat for the division, and we still got everything in front of us. So we just got to focus on the task at hand. And the task at hand is we just got to go beat Dallas and continue to get healthier. And then we look up, and then we try to get on a little run here. And I feel like everything is in front of us. So we just need to focus our energy on the positive and how to make plays, not secretly texting people and anonymous sources. I feel like anonymous sources is a coward. If it's a problem, I think you should just call a man out and like, yo, can I talk to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I think you're exactly right, Rashida. Thanks for the call. That's how it needs to be handled. I don't know what Carson could do more. I rattled it off earlier. He addressed the story from last year head on. More stories came out detailing it. He's taken his players out to dinner. He's had them over his house. He's tried to include everybody. And now another player wants to come out and criticize him when the team's 3-3 before the most important game of the season. What? Like, I got no problem with Carson. I got every ounce of problem with whatever player wants to talk, you know what, behind the man's back. Now, to get the X's and O's away from the drama for a second, Trey, Ron Jaworski was on with us. He said something it hadn't crossed my mind yet. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think of, Bob, this is more or less your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm looking for a win, I don't necessarily lean on the Eagles' cornerbacks.
No, that scared the hell out of me.
But this is more about play design. Here's how Ron Jaworski said, you can contain a guy like Dak Prescott, take him off his game, and really get to the spine of the Cowboys offense. Take a listen.
I'm going to make it really simple, guys. You have to make Dak Prescott hold on to the football. You know, I think Dak Prescott is a very good quarterback. He's not, he's probably a mid-tier quarterback. But he's the kind of guy, as I've watched him throughout his career thus far, if he gets his number one receiver open, he is outstanding. If the defense takes away that number one and forces him to go to 2-3 and then maybe even scramble, he's a very mediocre quarterback. And this is an opportunity to, hey, get the front four amped up, play coverage, and make Dak hold on the football. That's when his performance drops.
Take away that first option. Make him start having those active eyes. So to me, here's the saving grace for me, Bob.
Okay.
It's not about the corners as much as it is about scheme.
I hear you.
Dropping back, it's not about, you know, press coverage on the front of the line, whatever it might be, on the line of scrimmage. It's about sitting back, letting those wide receivers try to run their routes, but being ready for it. Nickel coverage in a lot of situations, not sending the blitz over and over again. It's about more of a scheme than it is players' talent level.
Okay.
That's my saving grace.
I hear you, mm-hmm. but I haven't been wowed by their defensive schemes when it comes to defensive backfield yet this year, so... Yeah, when Jaworski says that they have to rely on that defensive backfield, gulp, apple, throat. Yeah, uh-huh. It doesn't make me feel good. Not a little bit, Mark. Not a little bit.
That's a good visual on Twitch right there.
Yeah.
People want to get on the Twitch, make sure they see that. Trey, when you hear that assessment from Jaws, what do you make of it?
I don't know. When you have two tackles, when you're missing both your tackles for on the offensive line, you have a beat up offensive line. You would think that your front four can get after it. You have a backup left guard starting at right tackle for them right now. So you should expect for him to set at a 45 and be a little bit more physical. He's going to try to jump you a little bit more. So why not go into the game with a different type of attack to counteract that? So, you know, yeah, our front four should be able to get after it. You know, you would hope that they can get after it, especially our offensive line that has, they've given up quite a bit, you know, when it comes to actual hits and sacks on the quarterback. I think they've only given up 7 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
They've only given up 7 sacks and quarterback hits, 16, 20, probably like around 24, 28, you know what I'm saying, something like there. So, you know, this is a group that you can get after, but that was with their starting group. You know, last week against New York, they gave up 1 sack and 8 quarterback hits. You know, you have 5.5 tackles for a loss. So, I mean, this is a group that our front four should be able to get after this. But, you know, again, you have a backup left guard playing starting at right tackle. You should come up with a game plan to attack him.
All right. Now, I just have to say this because people can see this on Twitch now. Trey, go ahead and turn around.
Whoa.
We have a whole bunch of
people. Hey, guys.
People. Hi.
All right.
They're staring us behind the glass.
Do you feel like an animal at the zoo when this happens?
Don't feed the animals at the zoo.
How you guys doing?
Unless it's a sausage, egg, and cheese, everything bagel sandwich. Then you can feed the animals.
And you guys got a sizzly? Come on in. Bring them in the studio.
Come on in.
Open.
Come in.
Yeah, open the door. You just scared them all. They're all running away now, Trey. Now, here we go. We have people opening the door.
Yeah, come on in, man.
I'm not lying. Like 15 people just showed up outside.
Yeah, come on in.
There we go. We have some people taking you up on your offer. Everyone else is terrified. Who do we have outside?
What's going on? You know, come on in, man. How's everybody going?
Are these our new bosses? What's going on?
That's Jim Antez.
Yeah, what's going on, man? All right. How are you doing?
Nice to see everybody.
What's going on, man?
Are you guys all local? Please tell me you're all Eagles fans. We need good karma in the room.
Sure.
All right. They're lying to me already.
No.
Come on in.
Be a part of our show.
I've never seen just this many people show up.
So what are you guys doing? You guys just hanging out? What's going on?
Just some hot takes.
Getting some hot takes.
Seriously, what do we have going on today? What's happening?
We have our friends from the local media associates. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, media. Get out of here, people. I've got nothing to say to you. No. Oh, wow. Okay, well, welcome. Welcome to our humble abode. Enjoy all the construction going on.
No Cowboy fans.
No Cowboy fan. Okay, we've at least cleared that part up.
Are we sure?
All right. Lie detector test.
From Fargo, though.
You're from Fargo. Step
from
on
Fargo.
Up.
Come there
on
you
up.
Go.
Come on up here. We need you now. Come on up here. This is live radio here. Now, what is your name, sir?
Billy Morehouse.
Billy Morehouse.
But you don't talk like the people that was on the movie.
No. Actually filmed in Canada, too. Wasn't even in Fargo.
Oh, man. How about that? That's some Fargo knowledge just dropped on you. I don't know.
I feel gypped now. I mean, it was one of my favorite movies.
Now, you're a Fargo guy, so obviously North Dakota. So Carson Wentz, people are dry snitching a little bit now on Carson Wentz. They're saying that he's not checking down or he's checking down too much. What do you make of Carson Wentz as a quarterback?
I've always loved him. I think he's better than Nick Foles. I think he's great for them. He looks good back there. There's some quarterbacks, when they're back there, they inspire art. They look like an artist back there. I think he's an artist.
Ha! I'm glad we invited you in studio.
So you think he's a good leader?
Yeah, I'm also a Vikings fan, so Kirk Cousins, you put him side by side with Kirk Cousins, and it's
okay, we're good. Thank you. That was good. Can we dump that last part?
Yeah, sorry.
We're here to dump that last part. We're fine. See that? The other guy from Fargo knows. Welcome. Whoever knows doesn't know that in the Eagles locker room. That's what's upsetting to me. Let's get to Dom in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
What's going on, Mark?
What's happening, brother?
Everybody. I'm sorry. Trying to be selfish here. I got a fantasy question and something about the Eagles.
All right.
I got Carson, but I missed all these things. Ain't going to go well this weekend. So I picked up Josh Allen. As they go against Miami, would you start Carson or Josh Allen?
Carson. Carson.
Always Carson. Josh Allen sucks.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right.
All right, now back now about Carson. If I was him, I would get everybody to the meeting room. You know where Doug was saying, after this, we get some ice cream. After this, we get some ice cream. I'd take him into that room, and I swear to you, I'd be giving them all a stack. Like, if everybody wants to point out everything I'm doing wrong, I could point at every one of you and say what you're doing wrong. And how dare any one of them say anything that he's doing is wrong when he's been playing better than everybody? Like, if they just caught the ball, we'd only have one loss. And if they'd have caught the ball early in Minnesota game, maybe things go different. Like, everybody wants to point a finger, but he's been the best player on the team all season. You know what I mean? Like, they just got to get behind him and stop girling, man.
Stop girling.
Dom, I'm with you. And that's why, Trey, the first thing I said to you right after good morning was these bunch of you-know-whats.
Girling. Players.
Soft players.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We'll say that. Soft player. We'll edit it for this. To have this drama before
candy
this game.
Candy ass is one I like.
Candy ass. There you go. That's a good one.
Girl
candy
parts is player.
Girl parts. Yeah. I can't. Like, for the life of me, if you're a player and this is what you're talking about leading into the biggest game of the season, leading into Cowboy weekend, prime time, battle for first place, and you want to bitch and moan about your quarterback. Really? That's the mindset going into a game like this? That's what you want to focus on? A guy who's running through brick walls to try to help this offense, and you want to bitch and moan about it? Like, come on. Seriously? That's the mindset of one of your players on this team? You know, it better be a bottom-tier player. It better. I have no reason to believe that it is, but it better be, because I don't want Alshon, I don't want even Nelson Aguilar having that mindset going into this game.
Cena's not bothering a bottom-tier player.
I'm with him.
She's not having conversations with Matt Collins.
I hear you, man.
Now, not to say that he's a bottom tier player, but
I understand
he is.
I mean, special teams guy.
But he's not even playing special teams anymore.
I know, that's a little disappointing.
He's concentrating on offense.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, you know, she's not wasting their time with that type. With a bottom tier guy. This is someone that's one of your premier guys, one of the perceived leaders of the group that she's getting this information from.
Yeah, she covers the whole NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting like a group of five players, a coach or two or whatever, on your list of sources, on your list of people to talk to. So, Trey, you hit it on the head. This isn't a punter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a kicker. It's not the long snapper.
It's definitely not Jake Elliott.
Rick Lovato needs to trap up.
That locker room poison. Rick Lovato.
Maybe, just maybe it was him, and he was talking about Jake Elliott needs to check down on the throw on the fake field goal.
We figured it out. Breakthrough.
Well,
9:23.
Not even that big of a
thank
deal.
You.
But there was no check down. Shoot. There was only one option.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
610-632-0975. We got Brian. We got Kevin at open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll let you hear the historic little nugget that Fred Gadelli gave us about Eagles Cowboys coming up in a few. And also, we got to look at this one more time. Carson, we got to hear from Josina Anderson one more time about this little drama that's trying to be stirred up. And we do have somebody tweeting us here with a nice little suggestion. Gary is saying the only explanation in Josina Anderson reporting these stories both before Cowboys games is that Josina Anderson herself is a Cowboys fan.
Makes sense.
Now, I did do some research. She's from D.C.
Okay.
So she's probably a Skins fan. A
lot of Cowboys fans in D.C., though.
Or maybe a holdover Colts fan from the, I don't know. But maybe she was the black sheep of the family and didn't root for the Redskins. Maybe she rooted for the Cowboys, the other rival.
Ah.
Maybe. So we don't know. Still unconfirmed. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 9:25.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Don't forget about the Fanatic Fan-O-Lantern Contest. Do you want to win a pair of Sixers tickets, then play knockout with our show host on the Sixers court after the game? Then celebrate Halloween with us by participating in our Fanatic Fan-O-Lantern Contest. Go to the contest page on 97.5 The Fanatic. Go to the website there. Submit a picture of your best Philly sports-related jack-o'-lantern for a chance to win. That's right. Sixers tickets. A chance to play knockout after the game with us. All pictures must have you and the Fanatic logo in it. Winner will be announced on the Mike Bisignelli Show October 31st, presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Not too bad. A little bit later today, we got the Tool of the Week. We also have our Big Sexy Report. Big Sexy brought to you by Delilah's Gentleman Club and Steakhouse. Always on top. Tool of the Week brought to you by Hollis True Value and Garden Center. Fall is here. Head to Hollis True Value and Garden Center in Lafayette Hill to find everything you need for your home, your garden, your project, parties, as well as your tailgate. If you need it, remember, Hollis has it.
I think we can call the tool, right? Just whoever the snitch is.
You unnamed source?
The unnamed snorse.
Snorse is a sitch.
Snorse is a snitch. The unnamed source is the stitch.
Yeah. I think I just got to do this real quick and raise my Eagles mug.
It matches Trey's jersey and hat.
It does.
Yeah.
Because people were saying, I'm the only person here without an Eagle green on. I just want to show that.
I have a hat, but it's not Eagles.
Because you can see us now on Twitch.
I have a Sixers hoodie on.
Yeah, well, you have a green hat at
it's
least.
Not all
yeah.
that
I'm in blue and a black hoodie.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Trey really put us all to shame today.
It really did.
My bad.
He usually does.
Yeah, it's all right.
His outfit's usually
it's a nice outfit.
Thank you.
I like that hat.
Very good dress.
Thank you. Here's the nugget we teased a second ago. So let's make it official. The Hollis True Value and Garden Center Tool of the Week is to the unnamed source for Josina Anderson.
Yes.
There we go. Congratulations to that.
I can't think of a bigger tool this week. Can you?
Nope. No, go back in the bag.
Very toolish.
Go back in the tool bag, you tool. Here you go. Fred Gadelli dropping this little nugget on with us about Eagles-Cowboys Sunday night. Take a listen.
It's generally always a big game, right? I mean, usually something's on the line for this game. Two bellwether NFL franchises and a game America wants to see. And it's now the most played series in the history of Sunday Night Football since Sunday Night's been on NBC.
That is amazing. Mm. Like, I knew it was up there because I knew I could bank on that game every year. They'd be going to Dallas, whatever, for that game.
Yeah.
Or they'd be coming here. Every single game. I remember the first game I ever worked was the Jason Witten game where he lost his helmet and then his hairpiece later.
Yeah.
But I remember that game and he was the horse trailer player of the game. I remember that. But I knew it would be up there. I didn't know it was the most played game on Sunday Night Football since it's been on NBC. That's pretty wild. And it's a big hat tip to the Eagles, by the way, being that many primetime games. That's pretty wild. And also, you know what else is a credit to? And I mean this wholeheartedly, Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Because Eagles fans are always a story. I mean, certainly the team needs to be good and competitive, all right, to trust for a primetime game before it's scheduled and flex and all that stuff. But also, Eagles fans are always a story, and that's something that wants to be
is
on national TV.
Is our man Dumpf going
to
be down there? Making a swell with pride?
I just saw Dumpf yesterday.
Did
you? Yeah.
Is he on minute 14?
Nah, he's on minute like 17, and I hope he gets 20 more minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, he had a deal with Alshon Jeffrey. Dumpf did.
Did he really?
A year ago. I think it was something like if Alshon catches a touchdown pass in one of the games, I forget what it was, Dumpf would name his cat after Alshon Jeffrey.
Snitch?
Oh! Bobby!
Jamie said that in my ear. I was just repeating it.
I know the relationship between Josina and Alshon and all that. Does Alshon seem like a snitch to you?
It doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right at all. It really doesn't.
It doesn't seem like he would be that type of
guy. No.
Yeah. You know what it seems like? It seems like Alshon would say something, like, to the player.
Yeah.
Like, if he's going to tell me, in minicamp, we kicked the defense's ass today.
Yeah.
Like, that's sticking your chest out a little bit, right?
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a snitch.
No,
he doesn't. I get the parallels, and it makes sense to put them together.
Well, you put them in my head. You poisoned my brain.
I know. Well, she tweets about him a lot.
Let's get Kevin and Scottsdale up here. What's going on there, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Great.
How's it going, Jeff?
Great.
What's up, buddy?
That's right. Hey, so I think the thing that I've noticed, and I love Doug Peterson. I think he's done a hell of a job. But does Carson Wentz really excel in an RPO offense? They've tried this now for 2 years, and he did not play a lot of RPO the year they went to the Super Bowl. And I think that's a common theme that needs to be addressed. I don't know why Doug is taking so long. He adjusted to Nick back in 2017, went back and looked at tape, and he saw that he was successful with RPO. I don't know why he doesn't go back now and look at Carson and see that this just is not a fit for him.
Are they doing a lot of RPOs with Carson? Isn't it mostly play action?
They're not. Well, I don't think they're doing typical RPOs. What they're doing is they're calling plays that have that check down run option. Mm-hmm. And that's what you saw in the first two plays of the game against the Vikings, as we've talked about all week. Yeah, he'll kill it down and check to that play. But with Nick, you saw more of a read option type of offense, or a zone read, where they would fake that handoff. Essentially, it was a play action and shotgun. And then he would read one side of the field, and it made it a lot easier for him. One of the stories was last year that that Carson didn't want to do any of that quote unquote Nick Foles stuff. Okay. So it's not the traditional run pass option. It's calling a play that does have a run option without running that play action part of it.
Sure, and you do to your point that he does. He goes up to the line of scrimmage and he does the kill.
Yeah.
So it does make less sense. With Alshon Jeffrey, to your guys' point, I don't think he is a snitch type. He goes to the Sixers games. He loves Philly. He's, you know, always, you know, repping, wanting to go back to Kelly Green. I don't know. I think it seems kind of fabricated something with Josina Anderson. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either because he's such an outspoken guy.
Would Nelly have the balls to be the snitch?
If he did.
Because that would take, the biggest set in the world to go snitch after the way he's performed
exactly.
The last 5 years.
You want to drop that ball? You want to drop that ball against the Falcons?
Right? No.
You want to?
Well, he has been ignored the last like 3 weeks. He's lost all trust from Carson, and rightfully so.
They still throw the first throw after half was a throw to Alshon. Or excuse me, the first throw after halftime against the Vikings was to Nelson Agholor for like 30 yards.
Yeah,
on a little
but for the most
route.
Part, he's done.
But they went to him again deep in the fourth quarter. They went to him early in the game deep. They've tried the shorter passes with him around the line of scrimmage.
Then it's an offensive lineman.
And
All right,
Jason Peters. That's Jason Peters. Think he's hurt. Thinks we'll forget about him. Ah! He can fool us. Ian, Philly, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
So, first thing, I think the quote with Anderson is a pretty low thing to do, especially coming from an Eagle. I think not putting your name with it makes it even lower. The fact that they kept it anonymous is kind of BS, and I think that shouldn't even been said to a reporter. It needs to go directly to who they needed to address it to. I don't think that's something, and on Wentz's part of that, I think he needs to have a meeting with the team, and he needs to address it to everyone. I agree with you. Call them out in front of everyone, but then have a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah, let them know where you'll be. Hey, yeah. I'll be by the goalpost. Come over and meet me. That type of
exactly.
thing. I'll be by the Rita stand that's not there anymore because it's obviously, you know, it's October. But I'll be, you know where to find me. Let's have that talk.
Yeah. So, and would this, if that would happen, would that be something that us, like the public, would hear of before the game?
Maybe if it leaks out. I mean, it's not going to be something that I don't think players are going to make an announcement about.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
If they do it right, we never know about it.
Yeah, correct. I think, but if Wentz isn't the one to do it, then I think the next, well, not even that, but I think this has to happen before the game. Like, if it doesn't happen and there's still, like, the bad taste in everyone's mouth from this, I think it's just going to give a bad vibe and they're just not going to perform as well as they could be.
You know, that makes me think of something interesting, Ian, because I don't, my gut is to disagree with you and tell you, no, you don't want to compound the distraction.
It could be a rallying point.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
If I'm Doug, I might go, maybe the team meeting today isn't X's and O's. Maybe it's guys. Let's come together here as a team. What the hell are we doing?
So, but here's the thing.
Let's address this head on. Like, should Doug get involved
with
it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You know why? It's like having your mom fight your battle.
I hear you, but it's 2 years in a row now. It's a recurring problem.
You know, maybe it's something where Carson scripts it and he goes, hey, Doug, here's what we're going to do. I want you to start the meeting like we're going to start the meeting. And then I'm going to interrupt you and call out whatever SOB was calling me out.
If it works out as good as Doug's scripting, it's not going to work.
Oh, Bobby.
Bobby.
So
I
like that one, Bobby.
Wentz gets up there and kill. It's cold-blooded, man.
He steps up. What was the old call? Lucy. What was the old one?
Yeah. Wait, Doug. Kill.
It could be a rallying point if they address it properly.
It could be. I think the way they have to do it though is Carson just has to take the reins.
Mm-hmm. No coaches.
And no coaches. Like, you can't have mom and dad fight your fight.
Yeah.
You can't have the coach fight your fight.
I would have the coaches in there, because what if it's coming from a coach?
It could be. She does, like, I think that she's talking about the same player that gave her the information about Jalen Ramsey and being upset that you didn't get Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing that pisses me off, and to our caller Ian's question, was, you know, what do you do if you're Carson? Do you call the player out? Or that it has to be done before this game? That was his question. The thing that makes me say no is that you don't want to spend more time focusing on this during Cowboy Week. Forget Cowboy Week for a second. But the fact that you're playing for first place on Sunday.
Yeah, no, this needs to be hashed out right away.
So it doesn't happen before the game.
Don't want it to linger.
Okay. Yeah, this is something first thing in the morning. Hey, guys, we got a meeting, team meeting. All right, Carson, here you go. Step up here.
All right.
And, hey, let's figure this out.
Okay.
That needs to be addressed.
After the meeting,
now.
You know where to find me. I'll be in the cafeteria, wherever. You know where to find me. Let's hash this out. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic, 942.
Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Earlier today, Ron Jaworski gave us a score of 30-28 in favor of the Eagles winning this game. Let's go around the horn with our predictions, ladies and gentlemen. Off the start, we see the Eagles and Cowboys playing your typical divisional rivalry game in Dallas. You know, Fred Gaudelli mentioned the words overtime to us. I don't think that's going to be the case this time around. Unfortunately for Fred, that's his favorite term in the business, is overtime. But I'll tell you, the Eagles going to Dallas. They contain Ezekiel Elliott with a strong run defense as they've had all year.
I don't like the way you're setting this up.
He gets it.
Oh, my God.
He gets, don't make me go negative.
Right. He goes right to the end of the book.
They have Ezekiel Elliott contained. One of the first teams all season to be able to do that. DBs look okay. Not great, but okay. They make some plays. They force a turnover. Nice little interception of Dak Prescott. Maybe even a defensive touchdown in this game. Carson looks comfortable. No 300-yard game for him or anything like that, but he looks comfortable and confident in that pocket. Receivers step up. Eagles win this game by a score of 24 to 21.
Yeah!
Trey Thomas.
I need to turn my microphone on. All right, I see our defensive game coming in, shutting down Ezekiel Elliott. I see Fletcher Cox finally getting a sack in this game, getting some deep penetration, shutting down the run, and also getting him a sack. You know, get a sack in there. I see Dillard is going to go out there and have a solid game. I'm hoping that he has a solid game to keep Carson comfortable. Big game, big time game on the big stage. Here you go. So I see us pulling this out 20-17.
20-17, and if those big sexies.
Yeah!
If those big sexies do get it done, it'll be brought to you by Delilah's Gentlemen's Club on Steakhouse. Always on top. That'd be a big sexy. Speaking of big sexy, hey, Bob Cooney, what do you think for this game?
Yeah, I haven't had a great feeling all week, but for some reason today you guys have turned me around, and I think the defense is going to do stuff that we haven't seen all year, and that's force turnovers. I think they'll contain Elliott. I see a 31-17 Eagles win.
31-17. Good golly, wow. Miss Molly. Jamie Lynch.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win about 27-17. This Cowboys offense doesn't really scare me that much, especially if Amari Cooper ends up being out. I think they're going to take care of business.
All right.
I really do. Right. And I know they, like, the optics of it aren't good. They've had our number lately. Haven't beaten them with Ezekiel Elliott in the lineup. All that stuff, yada, yada, yada. Eagles win.
Sam?
I think the Eagles win as long as they shut down Zeke and all the injuries on their wide receiving corps. So I'm going to say 27-24.
Real quick, we need to cut the music for this. This is a serious note. Brandon Brooks has just released a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the emoji where the guy's yelling. Three of those?
You can read it first, but he followed it up.
I know. John Clark put out the thinking emoji with it, but here you go. Here's what Brandon Brooks tweets out. Always felt like my vision been bigger than the bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really wit you. Drake. It's a quote from Drake.
Mm.
So then John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia quote tweeted it with a little thinking man emoji.
Okay.
And Brandon Brooks replied to it by saying, just Drake, man. Nothing more.
Okay.
Any thoughts on that?
He's listening.
I think he hates. I think he hates Carson Wentz and wants to fight him.
He's listening to a little Drake.
Sam, what is the final on our Twitter poll today? Both our Twitter poll and our side poll.
They're brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no full interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Our first poll, will the Eagles beat the Cowboys on Sunday night? We had just under 2,500 votes. 78% said yes, they will.
There you go.
And then our side poll, do you think the Eagles locker room respects Carson Wentz after these Josina Anderson stories?
I can't even believe it.
We had just under 1,700 votes. 77% said yes, they still think there's respect.
That's very nice. That's very nice. How about some takeaways of the day, Sam Wilson? What's your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is happy birthday to my grandmother who turned 97 today. And go Birds.
Aw, happy birthday, Grandma.
Yeah.
What do we call her? Do we call her Mom? Do we call her Grandma? Grammy?
Grandma.
Grandma?
It's a classic one.
That's pretty classic. There you go. Jamie Litch, go Birds. Go Birds. Bob Cooney?
Good luck to you two tonight on your little analysis of the high school football.
Yeah, how do we watch that today, Jamie? How do people watch that?
We'll tweet out the links. It'll be live on YouTube and some other stuff.
Bob Long
Sports. And my prediction, 33-20, LaSalle.
Oh, wow, you jerk.
You're a genius, Bob.
Wow. Dude, wow.
Mine's 11 and a half. You asked me for a prediction, I gave it to you.
Thank you very much. What do we have for you, Trey Thomas?
Go Birds!
Go Birds, very nice. My takeaway of the day, go Birds. But my takeaway of the day is whoever that snitch is in the Eagles locker room, the gall you have to introduce this distraction before the biggest game of the season, whoever you are, I don't care how good you are, I hope you're cut because you're a poison. Trying to introduce cancers to this clubhouse, to this locker room, and I want you cut and off the team, you gutless SOB. Go Birds.
Wow.
Stay tuned for Gargano Martins video.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.